Hi, this is my second Friday night poetry reading from my new book, How to Be Old. I chose these poems especially for Grant, the father of my children, who died just a few days ago. He was 84 and too young and healthy to spring this on us, but hey. It's 40 years since we separated, but we were fond of each other. Anyway, these are not gloomy poems, and I think you'll like them, so sit back, feet up, think about your own dearly departed ones, perhaps, as I read you three poems. The first one is called Lust. You'll either identify with this or not. Lust. I forgot to say that I've had husbands and I've had lovers in my day, and they mattered. They mattered far too much. I revolved around them in the particle collider of audacious, luscious, cunningly self-justifying lust. And in the aftermath, when caring meant protecting them, solving problems that they couldn't see, mothering, bothering, spinning in a dafter kind of busyness, then the existential dizziness of, "You are my destiny." Round about August 2004, I stopped lusting after men, and men stopped lusting after me. The end. No more. What synergy, what symmetry. How comforting when lust is in the past. I remember passion. I remember sweet affection. I remember trusting. I remember touch. Actually, there's something else I remember too. When I was about 17, that's when I went to the King and I. It was new, 1956-7. And there was the song, Hello Young Lovers. It's all about how I've had a love of my own. I've been in love like you. An old person. I was probably madly in love with Grant, and I'm amazed that this should have affected me at all, because, when you're young, old people mean nothing. They're of no interest. Yet there I was, bowled over by this song. Maybe it was prescient. A family secret. Now, all parents will understand the spirit of this poem, but as it happens, Grant's death was in the rightful order of things. He was surrounded by our four children and succeeded by them. A family secret. I will never be honest with you, my reader. I will let you think that my family starts and ends abruptly with mother, father, sisters. I will never let you know that I have daughters, sons, and grandchildren. I never write about them. They are the way they are. Just right. All of them gods in veils, living gentle, shiny lives. And if that bastard death should cast his bloody eye their way, I will always bellow, "Look at me! I am old! Pick me! Pick me!" The third poem was written after my father's death, but there's some truth in this poem for all of us, I think. You know how sometimes shortly before somebody dies, a person seems to experience, a moment of joy as if an event is happening that we can't see? Our dad was a minister, hence the mention of Jesus, and as for my ideas at the time, well, I was very taken with the theology of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. He had this concept of a consciousness wrapped around the earth in one benign and ever-improving organism, almost, the noosphere. It's a sort of concept that really appeals to a geeky sort of a poet like me. Incomprehensible, but comforting. Anyway, here we go. My dear ghosts, your atoms foam in the noosphere. Parts of you are ever near. Our dad breathed big into the brown paper bag of his body. His worn-out eyes sprang open. There, his darling wife and baby Jesus Christ. We could see he saw, and with a happy sigh, he died. That's all. Thank you for listening. And after those poems, I'm thinking we need to love the life we've got, don't we, right? And also, now's a good time to be extra kind to each other. I'll be back with another reading from my new book, How to Be Old, next Friday night. So meantime, stay well, stay safe. Bye for now.